I wanted to tell you that bird, you guess we've been working all day, it's not a little bird. But now we're, you're writing foreign policy recently, I'll see this.
Right.
If the right decision, it's got to take some cost on the way, we got to play the game out the other way. Now that, for that reason, you can schedule tomorrow. Or anything that's important, you want me? Or is it important to get to it? And also schedule. You know, let's see.
There you go.
Well, maybe we can clean up Thursday a little bit, which maybe this is the same group.
Yeah, we might as well.
And move some of that over.
What do you think? So we got, we're looking out, get finished, you want to take this up?
Sure.
So Thursday, we've got the Scott Mansfield meeting, which you've got to do before they go to China this week.
We have some.
Secretary, yeah, we could move that up earlier. Secretary Peterson meeting.
Right.
The Arthur Burns with Conley.
Right.
That's all we have at lost anything, but you have to leave Thursday at 6 or 5 o'clock.
That'd be just as well not to have that damn day all scheduled.
So maybe you better lighten Thursday and put more of it into.
Well, as I say, you can move some of it to Tuesday and get these guys out of the way. Now you're not going to have any leaders meeting, but you all got a damn leaders meeting off sometime this week.
Well, we put it off because it wasn't even reason for one. And because at this point we were keeping clear for the press conference and all that.
I guess I'll do that next week. I need a day.
We have one on for next week. Maybe I'll schedule one for this week so that you don't have to have one next week.
Well, since this week is dead, you may as well have one.
It's too late to have one tomorrow morning, I think. Now we could have one Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, yeah. So we'll be back Wednesday morning. I think just good. think we should get a leader meeting out of the way, so they do what they have on, you know.
All right.
They need a little.
Then that would, next week, pretty well.
With regard to a cabinet meeting, I don't think we need a horse around the point of view there, but there's no reason for one.
No, there was some indication that there was a reason for one next week, but I have yet to see what the reason is, so I don't know.
We should see.
I don't see any point in pushing.
Perhaps we got down those, this week though, as I said, I'm ready to do these things. Now, I could do that, if the time is a good time, and I did move where I could get that damn picture out of the way, then I'll.
You want to just wait and see whether.
Well, he is in town.
No, we have to order it down, but we,
Well, what I'm getting at is since I am not having to hold the time for preparation of the conference. I have a speech.
So we could do it Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on how these other things fall in.
So there isn't total time. Send them to get it over to Kissinger right away. Well, yes, he said he would spend some time on that. But I have given him an insert to a provision on the remarks this morning, the Times and Treaty Sunday, which he will try to work on himself. So he go right to Henry and just give it to Henry and say, here's the speech, and I don't want to see it till I see what he inserts. I like she's going on that front, and that's the best plan I think can happen on that thing. It's a whole lot better than me going to the dentist. I don't go to the dentist. I'm not going anymore. I call Mrs. Burns, and she's going down Wednesday, and she's able to get a plane, right? Harry Dan, strong there, a whole bunch out there, and all the soft airlines, and they could pay a great deal of attention.
That's right.
So we've developed an asset here, and they used to use it. Correct?
Absolutely. And that's very good.
John agrees with the session.
I thought he'd be very pleased with it.
He agrees with the session, absolutely.
Sure does.
And he thinks the other thing for the rest of the job, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he said there are one or two things that he's in that he's got to get, stay with for time being, get a family. That's fine.
I prefer
not taking his focus.
I would prefer not to hear anything about politics, actually, for the next couple of weeks.
All right.
Maybe that's just as well. We just play a little political thing by ear.
Well,
and I had a candidate, I just made this, I wrote, fly up all this. Yeah. There's no reason why John can't come up for a candidate.
That's right.
That's where I'll probably end up that weekend. I agree to go to Florida. The candidate, fine, Christ, he's coming up there for socialism. I get it.
Would you consider Florida? Then you can't. Yeah, you can go to Florida.
No, I can't. I'm going to Texas.
Florida. Yeah, but not till Sunday. You could go to Florida the following Thursday night.
Be there Friday, Saturday. No, well, then I have to come back here to pick up Pat. That is more. Candidate is particularly nice right now. I mean, Florida, that, but Camp David at this time, I mean, that's flowers be coming out, and I've got the swimming pool, the bowling alley, and walks. That's about all I want to do anyway, see. I think we're in good shape. Camp David this weekend. I mean, next week.
Are you thinking still of the possibility of the televised press conference next week, or Vietnam speech next week, or?
No.
Okay.
It's a speech. Probably not my press conference. What we may end up with is the current situation and so forth. We may end up just doing a Q&A with the other guys. And I may want to keep it that profile. We just have to put right now what we have to not be concerned about the church and readers. I've gone over all the PR aspects of having given a list of things, and he's going to meet with Scallion Ziegler in the morning and get that out to him, and then he's going to says that he's telling the Gregory to get a few of our hawks so that he can give them a little line and so forth and help get it out. And in the meantime, but I have to take my mind just like this, just anything else to do the right thing. That is a right call, and there's no way to win anything. A speech now would help on that one, help some domestically, but it hurt the other one.
Well, I don't. I don't know if you need any help domestically or anything.
Well, you mean, I went over all that with Tim Ryan. I said, I'm not good. Of course, domestically, we have to realize that it will take some attrition. As the enemy, political enemy, steps up its attacks, people can say, oh, war, and all that sort of thing. And you've got to weigh the fact that attrition may encourage Hanoi and may encourage Moscow. On the latter point, he says, no, he says that Moscow has too many fish to fry with regard to the German treaty. And we really got them, I think. Henry has laid a straight crowd that we will not support the country with place. Sapphire, I love this. It's not so silly, but not as small, because he just has heart. But basically, the trouble is that there's, and I work less on it myself, there is no way that I can make a speech. You see, that what all boys around here want for me, that what Sapphire's reassure the country that no Americans are involved, and we're not escalating, and that we really want peace, and that we this and that and the other thing.
And that's all wrong, Sam.
Deadly wrong to handle, see.
Yeah.
Now, if I can handle it, we're moving those goddamn destroyers in there, we're moving more B-52s in there, we just get north of B-52s, and you know what I mean? And they think they got a crazy man to deal with, it's me. And we just let them think of it. And I put a hell of a heavy shot across the bow of the...
Yeah, the thing this morning.
Yes, I did. Sure did. Henry made a suggestion, but I see where you could find some. It was a tough shot. Now, what we're doing is sitting right there. Now, that's the line we're going to play right now. And the main thing is, on this, is whether it comes out. You see, what we really face now is that if Saigon collapses, we don't think it will, if it does. But then the Russian game will collapse for the reason that I cannot go and will not go to Russia in a weak bargaining position. We have to blame the Russians, and that would be out. And that would mean, of course, that we are, from a political standpoint, putting everything on the line that we could be right on the two. And but that person resigned to that. The important thing here is that we've got to put all the chips in the pot and try to win it. If we win it, and if it's not here, we lose it. Frankly, I think it's on the two, but that's the way the game's always been anyway.
Well, you never know. It doesn't.
The way the game is now, there's no way this can be saved. There's no way.
Oh,
the Henry, I finally got him. He's not treasure one. I say, well, if we win or win or lose, I said, Henry, forget talking about losing. I said, if we lose here, this office is not going to be worried about them or whoever's president, because the United States will no longer have credible foreign policy, and that is the God's truth. If we can't stop the Russians and their effort through indirect means to take over South Vietnam, the United States will not have a credible foreign policy in the Middle East, it will not have one in Europe, it will not have one in the world. That's what's on our mind. That's what these goddamn does understand. So, we're going to have to do that. Play this turn out with the best of our ability. That's why we're taking risks. It's a curious thing. I don't think, I'm afraid that there's nobody in the cabinet who understands that was possible. Well, sure, I'm sure we understand the exception of Tom, but he understands. Roger doesn't, Larry doesn't, and they do what they're told. But Roger is, you know, play a usual game, wait and see what's happening, hoping that it will just go and so forth and so on. But that's really the kind of thing you know is coming out of the street. But I thought it all through, and I know what's the thing to do. And we're going to rock. It's a rock decision. But we have to do it this way, and we cannot play it. You see, you can't go on. It sounds safe. The guns of April have been answered by the Jesus Christ.
Even I thought that one.
Oh, shit. I told him, I said, how about 100,000 people have read that book? Well, it's supposed to happen to you. It was a goddamn good book. What?
It wasn't that high.
It was not my bestseller. Maybe I'm irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's facetious. It's like when boyish. It's it plays with things.
It's funny. I started to read that draft, and I got through the first couple pages, and that's a big mark.
Well, it's no old gun. It's no old ball bills. I mean, loyal followers. But we do not have anybody on the staff. Right forward policy structure. Well, Henry was saying this morning, it's true, it isn't not my name. It's great genius at it, but I'm the only one around here, except for Haiti, who understands it, is Kissinger, and believes what I do, and neither Haiti or Kissinger nor it.
That's right.
I should probably. As far as the others, I mean, you can't just say, well, why not Buchanan? Well, the trouble with Buchanan totally lacks the sophistication.
Yeah.
He go out to declare war on the Russians, you know, perhaps people with a few words. Something that isn't so there's no sophistication there. Oh, I'm gonna use a bitch by being around this track a dozen times. But you go to your speechwriting staff, you can't have, I mean, the Price and Sapphire and Eaton and all the rest, and it always comes out gooey, you know. Same people. It's good. Radiance. Most of them, I mean, they would not agree with that because that's the fashionable name of this awful crowd. Yes, say. Well, the others may. Right now, this was writing on this thing. We're going to see the damn thing through. And we're not going to be worried about politics. Crap.
Let's get
schools, try to be.
Let us get
bullshit.
Let us
be must on that, must not be in it. I'm not going to be able to talk to our domestic people about their problems. I've got to keep my mind absolutely clear and unfettered for what could be critical decisions. If you go to that, I want you to hold hands with all the other. I want you to get in. Colson and McGregor. McGregor, I want on that group. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I want you to get them and say, look, now for the next 3 weeks, the decisions that are made are going to decide the whole damn future of this country. And I'm just not going to listen to learn the politics. I'm going to do it. That's all there is to it. They want to. They just going to have to handle it. I didn't intend to watch that too closely anyway right now. We're doing it. But getting back to domestic, what you were saying, domestically, suppose that as far as attrition is concerned, let it come. What will they determine? This is whether we win. Even in Laos, had we won,
get away with it because that line we hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
We gotta stay with it.
But you gotta keep cutting it every day.
That's right.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Just to do one of these parents, they are not, just get some. Comment, you know, let's see, where these person, what are the, you get an American? I don't think his parents received any of these questions, but they were here once, they must have. They were here once, before I could cut one, say, why would I give, this is, aren't you getting money for the, and I'm a private company. International, much, very much. You see what I mean, is that, now, so we're trying to get the comment on tomorrow. You're good out now. Price, being honest, the garment could in that group of people, like there's a whole syndrome of that bunch.
Could you perhaps get all that staff in and let Henry talk to him? I said, Henry, the one to talk to.
No, I think he maybe is on this. Well, we use it at the staff meeting tomorrow morning. They're all.
And say, now let's be firm. We're doing the right thing. The president's being courageous.
Let's have not a peep out of here. It's necessary to have total discipline.
Don't talk to any press. Don't indicate.
That's a very good idea. Henry should do that because then they'll not do the talk when they're told.
I know. They want to do the right thing. Well, they can say that we're doing the right thing and it's just a courageous act. You know, and a damn lonely act without any support of the son of a bitch in the cabinet. Well, the captain knowing that.
Larry, I'm not ready to say without the support on this.
I think Larry did what he was told. Rogers. But if you remember, at least stages and crap on it. Yet. You know what? They need to be pushed.
Well, I think that's probably right.
Sessions this afternoon, and Mr. Metcalf is going to like to hear you.
Enjoy your time.
But they're going to the State Department for dinner.
Yes, sir, they go to 6:30. But they're only expected to
Well, you let me know when they're ready.
They're
not ready now.
Not quite yet, sir.
And this election's not expected.
In fact, it's only going to be one in there.
Yeah, good. But don't have any, generally speaking, for these events, it isn't necessary for her to go. I mean, don't run her in on it.
She was originally planning to attend, but when she learned.
Well, it would look to be out, but then she had to stay and shake all her damn hands.
She's not expecting to attend.
You know, we've got to really hand it to old Henry now. We're two very strong parties. They've been right on foreign policy. Name me one time in the last 3 years. They've never been right.
Have they?
That's very
much. Well, no, but that's right. They have been right. Because they're wrong in Kimberly, wrong on Laos, wrong on the demonstrators. What in the name of Christ have they been right about?
They consistently take
the dovish, take the peace of Christ
without thinking of what happens as the next step.
After we've been there, this Lord has almost the China thing. To an extent, that they does the wrong way. It was so dramatic. And they know all that. And the hair, of course, they don't understand. Sure, the game. That's all right, too.
cabinet people, the ones that have to be seen the hell out of the way.
Well, there is, there aren't many.
There is a bunch of underbrush. There's Stein, Schultz has got something to come to talk about. Get it, get everything done. We're never in time. I would do anything before 10 o'clock today, because I need that time. Get the morning reports, then, from 10 to 12, schedule. I don't think I would do anything in the afternoon. Oh, I think, yeah, from 3 to, maybe 3 to 5. Fair enough, yeah. No, I don't mean that I feel that our people are running the tables like they did at Camp Roy in the house, but,
Well, they've learned a little bit. They've learned that, you know what you're doing.
Maybe they realize what's on the line, maybe.
Something, maybe.
Don't you think, yeah?
I think the people do too. I think you're getting, even some of the press, we're getting a fairly decent press on a lot of this.
New York.
there's only 14 million in the world that have more clout than 100 million Indians, or 400 million, or 500 million Indians. They have more clout than, well, frankly, almost any people in the world except the Americans, the Russians, the Japanese.
But that's 200 million in each case.
And the Germans.
Okay. The Jews have more, the Jews are in the world, more clout than the Germans. Really? They apparently take that whole thing very seriously, you know, the great challenge that they accepted.
Why did you get wrong?